Blog Talk Radio.
This is the Illumination Station, and I'm Aphrodite Norris.
And I'm Jacqueline. How are you tonight, my friend?
Well, I want to say Blessed Beltane, Happy May Day. I wonder if any of the listeners danced around a maypole today.
How fun.
I remember those days as a child when we did that. Yeah, my mom always managed to make that happen when we were children. It was such a cool thing. But, again, that time is kind of passing now. I think everybody's moving so quickly forward all the time that they don't celebrate, like, I don't know. Even though it seems like a small family tradition, to us it was always very joyful. And we'd plant the pansy garden the same day in a rock circle and stuff like that. I mean, it was just a sweet childhood memory I have. I just want to share with people tonight.
It's a beautiful thing. You know, spring has sprung. Flowers are blooming. Things are starting to grow. And here again, it's a beautiful time to celebrate it. And a lot of us don't. Right now, it is the perfect time to really celebrate the day, the moment, the minute, as all these transformations and change are coming on. So it is, you know, a great time to stop and dance around the pole. It's all about
that. I so agree with you. And, you know, all the plants and water we have in Pisces, all the plants you have in Taurus, Earth loves water. It's such a fertile time for ideas and manifesting and using our creative imagination. All these sextiles. When I looked at them, they were so tight in my chart when I pulled it off the system, Jack, and I couldn't even count them. There's so many of them in there.
I'll bet. You know, even just in the transit chart itself, there's so many sextiles in that. It's just like, wow. You know, again, all these blessing lines in the circumstances with this. And you're so right about manifestation and how we can create with how we're thinking, where we're going, and the process we're going, we can create some awesome things and have some great epiphanies during this period of time.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Sometimes they walk in on little cat feet. Another time they bonk us on the head.
They hit you in the head with a sledgehammer sometimes. I mean, some of the things.
Oh, I don't even think about that image.
You got to be careful. You got to keep your eyes open. Watch the sledgehammer.
Right.
You know,
oh, my God.
It really is that way. But, yeah, here again, it's going to get to you. And it's such great, you know, again, I go, those great epiphanies are such great during this period of time because we are in this transitional period of time. Pluto went retrograde and Mercury soon shall. And they're going to do a dance with a trine the whole time through that retrograde, plus through its shadow. I find it interesting about that because it is about a psychological change that's afoot. So it is right now, as Mercury is direct, it really is revealing some things to us that really can help us let go of things in the future, and really make us more definitive in our own personal path.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, I mean, I like Mercury in Gemini when it's direct. When it retrogrades, not so much so.
Well,
it's
yeah.
It's
kind of
a double whammy,
lies.
You know, because Mercury rules Gemini. But it's going to be retrograding back into Taurus, though, again, it's going to help us to look at our value system. It's going to help us to look at our own personal integrity and also what we give priorities to in our life. And we may go back to another time where want to bring back some of those things that made us feel a sense of accomplishment and groundedness and wisdom in a unique way is what I think is going to happen. You normally, when Mercury retrogrades in Gemini, everybody's like ringing my phone up. You probably have the same thing going on, Jacqueline. Oh my God, look what's happening! Oh, well, okay, calm down, calm down. But
it's one of the moving parts.
It helps us to rework our story and apply a natural and realistic wisdom to that with a retrograding back in Taurus. And that's the thing I like about this particular passage for us. Like you said, trying to Pluto also, you're so damn right. It's good. Because what we're going to create now is going to be a long-term thing. It's going to be something that's going to last for some time when we create our new vision and start to actualize it.
I agree so much with you. And I think it's, you know, it's so fascinating, you know, the way that this universe works, because this retrograde does back up into that Taurian, that Earth energy. And that Earth energy bonds both in the retrograde and then back direct. And with that, it's such a foundational shift that we can really see our true selves of what our true soul is calling us to do at this period of time. And I just love that about this one. Even though I say with this Mercury retrograde, wait until it goes direct and gets a little out of its shadow before really making a firm stand on something long and committed, I say the answers you seek, you will find during this period of time. And keep an open mind and don't make a judgment until you have all the answers.
Exactly. Help plan A and a plan B, and no delays can serve in your favor. I get that.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, we've got a pretty full queue here. Maybe we should see what we can help these people out with tonight. What do you think?
Okay. Let's do that.
All right, sweetheart. Here we go. Area code 919, you're on the air.
Hello. Thank you for taking the call.
You're welcome.
My name is Kay.
Hi, Kay.
I thought I recognized that voice.
Yes, hi.
From before.
How are you guys?
Okay.
So I'm torn between two questions, but I think I'm going to ask about this one that's more concerning for me because I trust this job is coming. I met a young lady a few months ago, and just tried to see where this thing is going. However, I'm starting to see some things that kind of, the hairs on the back of my neck standing up a little bit. And I just want to make sure I'm not being that runner that I normally am, and that I'm actually on point in my concerns.
Can you give me your birthday? I have 4 K's on here. Your birthday?
12/29/66. Sorry about that.
All right. Got it, girl. Thanks. All right. All right. Let's see. And where do you live now? Do you still live in North Carolina?
No, I'm in Atlanta. I used to live in North Carolina.
You're where?
In Georgia.
Oh, what city?
Atlanta.
Atlanta,
oh, nice.
Georgia.
Do you like it there?
I love it here. Absolutely love it.
Excellent. Yeah. Atlanta's one of those places like New York. You either love it or you have to get out.
True.
That's okay. All right.
Do you have the birth date of this one?
1/9, and she's 60, so that's why 62. I know it's the Capricorn, so it's either 1/9 or 1/10.
Wow, if she's 1/9 and 1/10, her sun sits on your Venus. Okay. So, obviously, there's something that needs to be exchanged here.
Mm.
your chart today, I'm just looking at your transits, your personal transits today. You have so many beautiful trines and blessing lines and earth in your chart right now. It is blowing me away. And your planets and water, your own psychic stuff is being so blessed right now.
Yeah.
And I think your own psychic instinct and your own natural wisdom is driving you in the right direction with whatever is going on with anyone in your life right now. I just feel that you're really there. You've got a lot of good going on in this chart right now. It's for you personally. Just to let you know that.
Okay.
Is your health okay?
I'm hoping it is. I have a small concern. I'm about to, that's why I said the other question was about a job. I'm about to start a new job so I can get my insurance back. I just lost my job. And there's a concern that kind of come up on me about 2 days ago, and I'm trying not to panic on it. It's with the breast, and I'm just thinking that maybe it's nothing.
I'm more worried about your metabolic curve than anything else right now. You have Pisces Virgo polarity points, so you have to watch your blood sugar. It could be high or low. And the planets of Pisces right now are right on top of you. Yeah. And so what's happening is...
That's interesting because I've been lightheaded for some reason the past few days. I thought it was my sinus. I thought my equilibrium was off. Okay, gotcha. Okay.
Yeah, so... Take a look at your glycemic index on a daily basis because it's going to help your powers of concentration, which you want. And at the same time, it's going to make you sleep better and digest better. So, I'm talking about a very strong 7-week cycle with this for you. But the Pisces planets love your Cancer moon, honey. Right now, you are a child of God, and you are going to be blessed no matter what goes down the pike. So, Jacqueline, what did you see with this person she was talking about?
You
actually answered my question, the other one, so yes, I got an interview on Tuesday. Thank you. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
Okay. Hey, you know what I'm going to say? I agree with what Aphrodite said, and I'm going back to, she said, your intuition is very strong at this point in time, and yes, it is, okay? But I also say... not only that, but sometimes things can be challenging for another individual and not appear the way they should, okay? We're all human. We're in the human experience, okay? Because this individual is going through some real heavy learning lessons and shifts. She's got, she's enhancing things more in a dramatic way, okay, because she's feeling uncomfortable and nervous. You're a runner. She's a theater actress. Okay, I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh,
I love
yes.
It.
You are so correct. Oh my God.
What we have
here. No, I said she is correct. You must have seen us together. Okay, go ahead. I'm sorry.
I got a camera on you. Yeah, I'm watching all you do. The situation is that both of you two, because of the, there is a very strong attraction here, okay? But you also, the both of you two make you look at each other's stuff, okay? So you got to look at yourself and, your own issues in this process. What I'm saying to you in this is for you, I would move very slowly. Under this Mercury retrograde, things are still going to be interesting. You're not going to get an answer of really, truly who the soul of this individual is until around July. There's where you can really make a stronger decision and really come to have an answer of really, truly who this is. Because, yes, she is honorable. Okay, it's not a deception. Okay. It's not, again here, it is not fake. It is real. So you have to wait things out until you can really get some firm footing. So don't be a runner. Learn your lesson from this and just shift gears down into low and really have that relationship in a slower pace during this period of time so both of you two can really work on your issues. Okay, does that make sense
Great.
To you?
Perfect. It does. It does. And see, that's where I am. I want to take it slow. She's the one that's like...
No, she's a drama queen. She's a drunk queen.
You
have comedy and humor on your side, sweetheart. You are a funny girl. Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
I appreciate you.
See what you're feeling, and I'll put it this way: what you're feeling is that you're feeling obligated. Like she feels like we must push it, so I must move a little faster. But you're not being true to yourself when you need to move like a turtle.
Right.
So it's more of pulling
okay.
the comedy part at that point in time, and going, I love you, girl. I'm gonna, whatever you want to say. And blowing it off and not answering. Yeah, we need to get tighter.
Yes,
you see what I mean?
Yes. I just have fun with it.
Okay.
Okay. Wonderful. Thank you, ladies, so much. You guys, and after that, you answered my question, the other one. So thank you. I'll let you guys.
You're welcome. God bless. Okay,
you
girl.
Too. All right. Bye bye.
Catch you on the flip side. All right. God bless.
Yeah.
All right. Bye.
Bye.
Wow. I love her energy. It's like really there. Now, we don't know where this person is from. It's a 111. It's a mystery person. Let's see who they are.
Okay. Let's see who it is.
Hi.
111, you're on the air. Hi. Who are we speaking
with?
Who's
this? This is Melissa. It's been like 5 months. I'm so glad I got through. My birthday is 11/3/78.
And what's your first name?
Yes.
I didn't catch it.
Melissa.
Yes,
11/3/78.
I didn't catch it. It's okay.
She's our Austin, Texas girl. I didn't catch your voice first, but when you started talking, I knew exactly who you were.
I love it.
Oh, my God.
So what would you like to know about tonight, sweetheart?
Yes. I have listened to y'all, but I haven't talked a few months. Yes, I have a specific question. So I have do you see someone coming to visit me, like a friend of mine or... sometime in the summer or fall or next month. I don't like. I'm trying to narrow it down. I feel it. We discussed it, but I feel like it's more like a surprise thing. But I should like to know a time frame because to take that trip. I feel like it's more like perhaps once more than a friendship. Not like the yes word, like more like let me be more than a friend. Hello?
I'm not sure if I really understood you because you're really breaking up on my phone, but it could be my phone. We have storms coming in here tonight. But... are you looking at a romantic relationship or are you looking at a friendship?
So, yeah, so I have a friend that is supposed to be coming to visit me sometime, like next between now and the fall. But I feel it's like it's going to change, like it's going to be a romantic.
Well,
I think he's going to
Neptune is a very slow-moving planet, okay? Neptune's in Pisces right now, and it hasn't been sitting on this star for 165 years, my dear, okay? Now, it is hovering all over your south node in your seventh house of partnerships, your best friend, allied leadership, even your worst enemy. But because Neptune moves so slowly, it's going to be hanging around your south node where this person can fulfill something for you in an amazing way. And if you can dream it, you can create it. Now, you have a lot of psychic intuition because you're Scorpio planets. So I want to just acknowledge that you are probably right, that this relationship could flower into something that is unconditional love. I'm just not sure if it's romantic or it's a great friend or could be both. Okay? So what do you think, Jacqueline?
Can you give me a time frame when my friend when does my friend come to see me? Sorry, but I'm sorry, that's all. It's important.
I know you want a time frame on this, okay? And I think it's part of the lesson in the situation in itself. Aphrodite talked about it, and I'm going to enhance upon that, what she was talking about. If you can dream it, you can create it, okay? The question here today to you is this really your dream one? Like Aphrodite talked about, Neptune hasn't been on the star, and again here, in this position, for a long time. You've never seen it before. You will never see it again. And the amazing beauty of the sky right now, you have both Jupiter and Venus conjuncted in that seventh house, okay? Mars is getting ready to here soon go into there. What this is calling you to do is not to look at the details of the timing, but to look into really who do you want as a relationship and believe that relationship you can have. Because here again, it's calling you to look within yourself, your own intuition, believe in your own faith. Stop trying to look out into the physical world. You have all these oppositions, okay? Most specifically, the biggest one that's challenging you at this point in time is the Uranus opposition, okay? Great epiphanies can come at this time if you go inward and don't look so much at the physicalness of it.
Yes.
It will manifest itself out there all on your creation is what I'm trying to tell you. You are the master magician here, sweetheart. You have a critical 0 degrees, Mercury in Sagittarius. You wield a sword like no other. And when you believe it,
I love it.
It's there. Okay? And it's got you on your knees right now saying you got to believe in yourself. And if you believe in yourself, here's your gift, the night that you've been waiting for, that one love you've been waiting for. And this is an amazing time in the sky for you. It's not going to happen this way ever again. So I strongly suggest you look within yourself and really have faith that you are going to create this. Okay, no matter whether it's him or somebody else, this is your time, sweetheart, to get that great, to grab that brass ring and get that great thing. You are such a master creator right now.
Be in it to win it, baby. Be in it to win it, okay?
Interesting. I'm in there. I'm in. You just gave me the answer. I'm in. I'm winning it.
Don't care about the time. Don't care about anything. God. Care about the creation. Because if you can think it and believe it, it will manifest. That's
yes.
A gift given that not many people have, especially right now. Okay? So here again, you use your power. This is the time where you can really go far in your life and really make a radical change.
I love it, too. I love all the water energy. It's just spectacular right now. Spectacular. But we have to go to the next caller, honey, so you keep us posted,
thank
all right?
Thank you.
God bless you, her.
Thank you.
Girl, okay? All right, bye.
Wow. It's beautiful.
You've got a lot
that's a mountain
going
to climb.
On there.
Yeah, that's a mountain to climb. It's easier to say than to do. I'm going to tell everybody, I tell you what to do, and I truly appreciate and understand the feat that I'm asking when I ask people to do these things. But, you know, here again, it's the only way I can see that is for the person's betterment. But sometimes, like her chart, I'm like, ooh, this has got so many moving parts to it, too.
Well, and again, there's a difference between urgency and emergency, okay?
Very true.
And it's so funny because this Uranus is bringing it out in a lot of people. I'm finding that in all my readings. It's like, okay,
oh, yeah.
What do I need to do right now? Well, I'm not sure right now is what you need to be doing right now. I think it's a time to, like, create the program. Okay. But it's all good. So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Area code 770, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Alphabet and Jacqueline. This is Maddie.
Hey,
hi, Maddie.
How are you?
I'm good. And you?
Hanging in there.
Well.
Great, great. Well, I read something where Venus was conjuncting Pisces and Jupiter was and I'd say, oh my God, my Venus is in Pisces. I wonder what does that mean for me? And so I hopefully you guys can give me a little enlightenment.
Now, are you January 7th?
You got it. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
1945.
Well, your Venus is at 2 degrees, and this Venus-Jupiter conjunction is on the other side. It's at 28 and 29 degrees. Okay?
Yeah.
Or I should say stellium with Neptune. They're all in there. Yeah, it's a stellium. When you have three planets or more together, what it is called a stellium, because now all three of those are dancing together, and you can't separate them. It's like a conjunction except for stronger. They give each other more power, and all three are now working together. So you can't separate your benefits from your dreams at this point in time. It's all about that faith, and this is what we're seeing a lot of right now. And what you can say about that to your Venus and Pisces is that you can resonate to this time and appreciate this time, okay? You can really understand. You just had, all of these, Venus and Mars have just, Venus and Mars have just passed over your Venus, okay? And so it really has had this bittersweet situation with your faith going on in the process of this. But it is all about that. And now that there's not such a strong affliction to it, and I want to put one more footnote to this, because Uranus is dancing with your Arabic part of fortune, which means that, these great insights can come out of this period of time. And it is about you using that water energy from your Venus to really make you feel comfortable during this period of time when there's certain challenges upon you.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Fredette?
Well, I agree with everything Jacqueline said, but let me tell you something, Maddie. Neptune, Jupiter, and Venus are so close together in the heavens in late Pisces, you can't tell them apart with a high-powered telescope right now, okay? And they are moving to your ninth house of the gates of heaven, God watching over you, metaphysics, and they're squaring your Mercury in Sag. Okay? So because of this, do you feel like you need to be doing something more? Do you want to know what your mission is? Do you want to know where your reward is? Do you want to know when all of a sudden you're going to see the sun come over the horizon? Envision it. Okay? Envision it, and it will come. I'm telling you, it is a lot of squares here right now, but again, you want to love the higher love. I mean, you are an amazing girl, and you can be very practical, you can be very organized. I mean, you can be an employer's dream. You've got that going on, but the part of spiritual is really, really up there. It's really good, and you want to bless and be blessed. Put your energy into that mantra every day is my advice right now.
Want to be blessed, okay? and blessed. Yes.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, ma'am. Now, the Taurus energies are being very kind to you tonight, okay? They are trining your Jupiter and Virgo. You're in a good space right now, okay? So every day you feel like you've accomplished something, right?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yep. And you know what? That is your food. I mean, it's really like a kind of nourishment that you get from accomplishing something every day. And right now, man, this is great all month. I'd go for that. Okay? Yep. Got some beautiful things going on in here. And I have to tell you, I love your chart for a number of reasons, because as down to earth as you can be, You are so amazingly spiritual. I just love that about you.
Yeah, I am. Oh, yes.
The best of both worlds. So
okay.
Don't worry. None of these things that are going on right now are hitting you in any kind of negative way. But you need to be around people that are positive. You need to be around people that you can laugh with, you can tell your story, that they can tell their story. You need to have some kind of a connection with other people that are on a spiritual path, but they also have their act together in another way because you're that way. You're looking for your tribe right now. Look harder. You'll find it.
Okay. And that's exactly how I've been feeling, yes. People more of a like mind, yes.
Yes.
Like-minded.
And you keep us posted, sweetheart, okay? And
I will. Thank you.
Let us know where you're at, girlfriend. Okay. Many blessings to you.
Thank you.
Sweet night.
Bye.
All right. Bye. Lots going on in that chart. But I like it. I know she can handle it, you know, that Sag energy. It's like, where's my momentum?
Oh, yeah.
Where's my gas pedal?
Oh, yeah, she's got it. She's
Where's
got
my
it.
Kite? Yeah. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
All right. Oops. Oh, there it is. 808, you're on the air. Hi.
Hi, Africa and Jacqueline. This is Candace. Aloha from Hawaii.
Hello, hey. Candace from Hawaii. How are you, honey?
I'm good. Today's lay day here. Everybody gets lays.
I love it.
Oh, that's beautiful.
They should be dancing around their maypoles.
They are.
I love it. I love it. I used to do that as a child, Candace. It was my most favorite thing in my life. Yeah.
So neat. Yeah. So my birthday, March 7, 1978, they didn't have me put anything in before I called. So do you have my chart?
I am looking. Do I have you as Candace or do I have you as Candy?
Candace.
I'm not seeing it here. Do you have it, Jacqueline?
I had her, and then all of a sudden she disappeared, and it made me mad. So.
All right, so we have 3778. And what time were you born?
11:18 a.m. I was born in Hartford, Connecticut, but I currently live in Honolulu.
Where in Connecticut were you born? Hartford?
Hartford. Uh-huh.
Got it. Got it, girl.
Great. Yeah.
I don't.
So I've had a huge changes over the last couple of years. Really, really big. And so it's been a lot to just get my
I got to ask you for it again because I can't find you. I saw you up there. I went to click on you and you disappeared. And so, sorry. Can you tell me again?
Okay.
It's March what?
3778.
And time?
11:18 a.m. 11:18 a.m.
And city?
Hartford, Connecticut.
Hartford. Okay. Sorry about that.
And
go
you
ahead.
Live in Honolulu
like
now?
Yeah, yep.
I thought so. I got you, girl.
Yeah. So I'm
Technology's great when it works.
I'm curious about romance this year, and I guess if there's any time left, anything about career, if it's going to change again, because everything's changed drastically over the couple of last years, and I'm barely caught my breath. I've been really isolated, so that's one of my, I guess, concerns.
Well, I want to tell you that Jupiter is only in Pisces every 12 years. It's been in Pisces since late last year. So the planet of good fortune and abundance is moving through your first house in Hawaii. It's been dancing all over all your planets in your first house of self-expression right now. And it's still there. It's approaching your Venus. You're in your Venus return right now. Neptune's sitting on your part of fortune and your Mercury right now. Honey, you are so lucky right now. It's crazy, crazy good.
Okay.
So I'm feeling that you are in a great situation here to really just be blessed. And I think if you dream it, you can create it. Now, these Pisces planets do square your Jupiter and Gemini. So if you have an opportunity to make a change, as far as how you're identifying yourself, either personally or the career, you're going to end up with two choices. And it's going to be really hard to decide which one because Mercury's getting ready to retrograde in Gemini. So you could end up with opportunities and, like, you can see the benefit of each, but you're not sure which way to go. This can be a challenging time over the next couple of months, but then it passes. What do you think, Jacqueline?
I say go for your hopes, desires, and dreams. And this is the difference between why Aphrodite and I harmonize so well together is the perfect situation here. We both agree about this. But in your natal chart, all that Pisces energy is in your 10th house of your career. Okay? See how she has it in your first? I have it in your 10th. Okay? So you're right on the mark as far as this is a time where you can find your dream job. I agree with Aphrodite. The squares bring that challenge of choice, but Uranus is in your 11th house of hopes, desires, and dreams right now, okay? And it is in opposition to your natal Uranus. And with this aspect to it at this point in time, it says live your dream. What is your dream? Stay in tune with that because your Neptune is in Scorpio. You can feel it. You know it. You can see it. Okay? So it is about having faith in exactly what you want to do. Whatever passion it is right now, you can get this job opportunity and really launch yourself for a long-term career in it right now. And again here, this Mercury retrograde dances over your natal ascendant. So it goes back between faith and reality, okay? When it goes direct, it will go into your first house, and you'll really get to see the physical manifestation. Until then, I go back to faith, okay? Trust that what you believe you can have today, you can have it, and it will set that solid foundation, like Aphrodite said, at the end of June, okay? So go for your dream right now.
Okay. Yeah, I feel like I've been on vacation. But it's just been a lot of time alone, and that's been almost the hardest part. Is some of it's been a little bit too isolating, where it's been hard to make friends, and I'm curious about an actual romantic partner, you know, things like this. But yeah, the job opportunity, everything's changed. Everything's changed.
The most important.
And I know,
thing
I understand you want that stabilization.
Like,
sorry.
The most
go
important
ahead,
thing that I am going to stress, looking at the Honolulu chart. All these plans are in your first house of the I am presence of the Christ consciousness, okay? And they're all in Pisces, the sign of unconditional love and forgiveness. I want you to do the dance. I want you to enjoy your life every day. I want you to be joyful. I want you to keep your sense of humor. I want you to know that you're a living being and there could be a blessing around every corner because it's so strong on your chart this day, it's blowing me away, okay? Now, as far as romantic relationships are concerned, in Honolulu, your fifth house of romance goes between 7 degrees of Cancer and 4 degrees of Leo, okay? So, June until, I want to say my birthday, July 22nd, that would be a time when the planets are moving through there. So you're more apt to attract someone that speaks to your soul. It's not just about passion. It's not just about him being, you know, compatible with you. No, no, no. It's about really feeling that psychic thing where this person and you can flow together. And this could be the summer that this happens for you, okay? Now, Mars is moving slower. Yep. Mars is moving slower, and it's going through your first house. Now, it's still going to be in it for almost 7 weeks. So I keep your eyes open because this is a time you can meet him, even if you don't come together right away. Know that it could be something worth pursuing, my dear, okay?
Okay.
Spend more time by the water. You're on a damn island, for goodness sake.
Yep.
You're more apt to meet somebody by the water with the way your chart's set up. And I think that's great. And I also want to tell you, do you love music?
I do love music.
go to the music you want to hear the most, because it's easy for you to meet someone that loves the same music as you. Because there's a music inside your soul that's unbelievable, babe. It's great.
Yeah.
Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. Absolutely.
But
thank
you.
Go
for
that's
that.
Exciting.
You keep us posted, sweetheart, okay? You keep us posted.
I will.
I'm on your side with this one. I'm on your side with this one, okay?
thanks.
You have a sweet night, girl. Okay.
All right.
Bye.
Thank you so much. Bless you.
You're right. Welcome.
Bye-bye.
All right. Bye. What a friggin' Pisces parade in that chart. Goodness gracious me. It's amazing. Are you ready for the next one?
Okay.
It won't click. Try it again. All right. Area code 914, you're on the air.
Hi, thank you so much for taking my call. I believe I called you ladies a while ago. Day is June 26, 1975. How are you this evening? I'm sorry?
What's your name?
Oh, Catherine. Sorry.
Catherine with a K or with a C?
With a C.
Thank you.
Happy May.
Happy May Day.
Happy
May. I don't have you in here.
No?
This is so weird because I can't find you either.
But I want to try that with a K in case we did it wrong. Let me see.
Yeah.
All right. So just go ahead and give us your birth information. You said you were born on June 26th of 75?
Yes.
Okay. And what time?
6:26. I'm sorry.
A.M. or P.M.?
P.M. I might be off by a few minutes. 5:26. That's what it was. I'm sorry. 6:26 is the date I was born at 5:26. I apologize.
You're fine.
And what?
I'm sorry?
And in what city were you born?
Bronx, New York.
Ah.
My computer doesn't even want me to enter you in here. It's crazy. Okay.
Aw.
But you know
what? I got
you
in here.
All right. So I'm going to say June 26th again, 1975. And 5:26 p.m.?
Yes.
And where?
Bronx, New York.
Okay. Where do you live now?
I'm in Rockland now. Still in New York.
Okay.
So what would you like to know tonight?
Thank you. I have a court date coming up on the 6th of June, and I was wondering if you see it going all in my favor. Please.
Okay.
And what time are you going to court with us?
Oh, I don't know the exact time.
Okay. And what city are they holding the court in?
It's going to be over the phone, over Zoom.
So you're going to be at your house?
Yes.
Okay. I want to take a look at the timing of it.
Yeah. Which date is it happening? June what?
June 6th.
I'm sorry. June 7th. I apologize. June 7th.
It's okay. We understand you're under a little stress. It's okay, honey. Don't
worry. Thank you.
It's okay. I want to just set you up at 8 a.m. only because I just want to see it from the start of the court day. And it's going to be virtual. Where is the court itself actually located?
I'm not sure. I want to say Manhattan, but I'm not 100% sure.
I'm just going to put in New York, New York, okay? I think that that's close enough.
Yeah.
Let's do that.
Yeah.
Interesting. Okay. If you don't mind, may I ask what type of case this is? Is it civil, criminal?
I'd rather not say. It's not criminal.
Okay.
Okay. It's civil. That's all I need. That's what I was looking for. That's all I wanted to know. That works. I was hoping it would go that way. You have some beautiful trines that day to the moon, but from Venus and Uranus that occur. And at the timing of it, Mars is in the ninth house of course, law, higher, you know, justice, okay? And when it comes to that, and I look at that, what stands out first with your chart is the midhaven on that time period is right on your Jupiter. And I bet you it's a little after 9 o'clock or something like that when it occurs. Because it does show a great challenge. The reason why I asked if it was, because this has a material possession to it, okay?
Yes.
Where it is has a material possession to it. And it has some beautiful sextiles to the Uranus-Venus conjunction on that time period. So I really happen to think that it may be challenging the way I look. There's a lot of moving parts here, don't get me wrong. But I feel that you will be able to, you have the blessing to get the possession. Does that make sense to you?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
What do you think, Aphrodite?
I just want to make sure I'm looking at the right chart. This has been really ambitious trying to even get my computer accept her today. It's kind of crazy. So your birthday is June 26, 75, 5:26 p.m., Bronx, right? New York?
Yes.
Okay. All right. So I'm looking at this, and I am seeing a lot of squares to your fourth house of home and security. So
yeah.
Your security here is very, very threatened. Okay.
Right.
Wow.
And what's happening is the eighth house has to do with other people's money, okay, and other people trying to claim power over you. Is that right?
Yes.
Okay. The squares are there because this is the time you meet the challenge. Don't be afraid of squares in astrology. They say this is the time to meet the challenge, okay? Now, there's a lot of planetary energy in Aries squaring all your Cancer stuff, which just means that whoever is opposing you in this interaction, they have a certain level of political power, don't they?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. And that's why you're feeling so insecure, because either they or somebody else has intimidated the heck out of you, haven't they?
Yes.
Yes, ma'am. Yes. I can see it. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. But the good news is, the planets that are in Taurus at that time are very strong. They support
mm-hmm.
you, okay? So I feel if you have a good attorney, you're probably going to be fine with this, but I don't know if this is going to be your end game, okay? I don't know if this is going to be the end of the story or it's going to be continued in some way, just so to let you know that, because I don't want you to get discouraged. But overall, to me, seems like after this date that you're supposed to have the court hearing, within 5 weeks it will resolve, because you're going to go through your Mars return. And Jupiter's kissing it, which means that you'll be fortunate in the outcome, okay?
Oh, thank God.
Yep. So hang
wow.
tough. Don't let people corner you. Don't let people put you into that position where you're insecure and you're upset, because you're a very emotional and very, very intuitive person. You're very spiritual in your own right, honey. Your chart's pretty. You have a pretty chart.
Thank you.
And on the day, the sun is sitting right on your Mercury. Because of that, you will be heard. You will be understood. And just make sure all your documentation is in perfect order for the best result, is what I have to tell you right now. Okay?
Thank you. Thank you both so much. Thank you.
You're
right.
You're welcome. We're here to help.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you so much, the both of you.
And you keep us posted. Let us know how everything works out, because we want to be able to help you, and we'd like to hear how you made out, because it looks positive to me, much more positive than negative.
Oh, thank God. That's a huge relief. Thank you. Yes, I will let you know. Thank you so much.
All right, you have a sweet night, babe. All right. Bye-bye.
Thank you. You too. Many blessings. Thank you.
All right, Jacqueline, Mercury isn't even retrograde yet. Why do I have so much problem putting her in my computer? What is up with that?
I don't know. That was crazy. When Candace's came up and disappeared, was really crazy. So it's not only you, because I've never seen it do that before. I saw it. I was clicking on it, and it didn't come. And then it just disappeared. Crazy how technology works at this point in time.
So you ready for the next one?
Okay.
Air code 845, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you? My name is Maria. I call from New York.
Ah, hi, Maria. She's from Italy, if I remember correct, right?
Right. She is remembering.
Hi, Maria. How are you?
I'm fine. How are you? I'm sorry I bought you once in a while. I wanted to ask you. You see me, I was here offering my job. I don't know if they're going to give it to me now. You see how I'm going to get it? Please?
I need to have her birthday because I got 7 Marias on here.
May 15th.
Okay. May 15th. For as soon as it's my birthday. May 15th, 1942.
Yep.
Thank you so much.
Thank you to you.
Oh, wow. Right. Wow. Expect the unexpected right now with you. Oh, that's interesting. You know what I am going to say about this, Maria, and I'm going to boil it down to the bottom line, is because there's a lot of crazy going on, okay? I can my heart goes out to you at the drama in your life right now, okay, because it's so strong. But what I am going to say is that when I look at your chart, there are so many trines and blessing lines in this chart, it isn't even funny. Things may appear very dramatic, but I also say they're going to turn in your favor. So what you have heard about your job is going to change again. Okay, I would have faith and trust and not play into the crazy of what's going back and forth, okay? But just wait it out and everything will be fine. What do you think, Aphrodite?
I have her in my computer, but I don't have a time on her. Do you have a time on her?
No, I don't have a time on her either.
Okay. Nope. All right, I'm going to look at it with the solar chart, because I want to take a look at it too for you, my dear. Give me a second to pull this up. All right,
have faith, Maria, is really what I'm going to say about this, because it is coming to you in full living color. It's like one day yes, the next day no, and you're going to get very confused and muddied about this. But don't. Trust the process, because, again, here I say, with as many sextiles as I see and as many trines as I see in this chart going through these transits, it's going to end up in your favor.
Thank you. And you know, Stella, I can ask you something else. Do you mind? Hello?
I'm here.
Yes, I can ask you something else. Remember not long ago I asked if you're going to get a Salamander. You say, yeah, you're going to get it soon. I'm not get it yet. You see when I'm going to get it, please. I do need it.
It's much harder. In that, it's much harder at this point in time without your birth time, because there's no real strong accents to your love life. What I can say about it is have faith, Okay. Mars just passed over your south node, and so it is bringing back those old issues from the past to make you look at them. But it's also, and this is the reason why I say that, is because you have the natural ability to feel between the Mars in Cancer and the south node trining each other. It really is about intuitively feeling. So what I'm saying to you is have faith and call out to that individual. See what happens when you trust that somebody's coming in and don't doubt the process.
Right. Okay.
All right, I'm going to tell you something. It's very important.
Yes.
Let me tell you when your ship is coming in, okay? And your
yes.
ship on more than one level is about to come in on the next lunar eclipse, which is on May 16th, okay? You have so many planets that are combust in Taurus and Gemini right now. The planets that are above us as we're talking today are going to pass that first house of those things that you identify, those things that you need and desire. And what's going to happen is on that eclipse, the sun is going to be in charge of your Pluto, your planet of empowerment, in five ways. It's only a couple of weeks away, babe. Hang in there. Everything's about to come to fruition very rapidly. Be ready. Be ready.
I call you. I get it. The 16th, I'm going to call you. I'll let you
yes.
know.
Yes. It's that powerful, and you're going to have more than one choice. You're going to have more than one choice. You get more than one man coming into your life. You can have more than one opportunity with your job. They could change your position, even staying in the same company. There's going to be decisions you're going to try and make during a Mercury retrograde. Don't react. Respond and hear them out and then go. All right?
Okay. All right.
And you keep us posted, sweetheart. Okay?
I'll call you. I'll call you. I'll let you know.
All right. God bless you. You have a sweet night.
God bless you, too. Thank you very, 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 very much. Thank you, both of you. God bless you, both of you. Thank you.
God bless you, too, sweetheart.
Thank you. Bye-bye. Bye.
I can't believe on the eclipse that the sun is, like, hitting all those planets. Now, I set her up as a
solar chart.
Crazy. We have no time, right? But, wow, what a lineup. I'm like, really? It's all going to happen at once.
Yeah.
Wow. Or to the top of the hour, we should tell people where they can find us.
Okay. Well, they can call me at 772-286-2720. How about you, Aphrodite?
They can reach me at 540-400-0110 or 540-613-1070. This has been the Illumination Station, and we're so happy to serve you. And we hope you have a beautiful rest of your May Day. And we'll be here next week. We hope you have a wonderful, wonderful rest of your weekend.
Have a good week. Good night.